Hi, good vach, and technically good chodesh. I know it's the 9 days, but it can still be good. Whether it's during the 9 days, good things can still happen. Obviously, it's you need to focus on positive aspects, but certainly also we have the 15th of Av, which is a very, very happy day, and the whole second half of the month can be very good. So even if the first is not, we need to keep things in perspective. But certainly, there can be many good things that happen this month, and if you look for it, good things happen every day. So anyway, this is Parshat Devarim, and I am Yisachar Wartel, and we're going to start explaining. There's so much to talk about, but at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Moshe tells the Jewish people, Hashem Elokeichem hirbe etchem v'hinchem hayom kechok v'hashamayim larov. Hashem your God has made you numerous, and here you are today like stars of the sky, as many or as a multitude. Now, if Moshe states that Hashem has made them numerous, hirbe, why does he, or the Torah rather, need to state the root of rov, many, at the end of this statement? Like, it's obvious, right? If you're saying you're like the stars, I mean, it could mean that you're bright like the stars or that you shine like the stars, but we also know how Hashem has given the bracha to, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that you're going to be numerous like the stars. So we're already familiar with it. Hashem tells Avraham that his descendants will be as numerous as stars, Yaakov as well, and there's a lot of, explain all of those things. Both in the case of Avram, the case of Yaakov, and our case here. Now, what's interesting, we'll just focus on, a couple of them. One of the interesting insights is from the Or HaChaim that evil people, Rishayim, always abound. Unfortunately, until Mashiach comes, there will always, unfortunately, be seemingly more very wicked people than very righteous people. Far easier to do the wrong thing than to do what is right. However, despite their number, their count is close to none. What does that mean? There may be many physically, there might be many individual people, but they don't amount to much. Some people might think they do, it's a different thing, especially with social media, it's a whole separate thing, right? But in terms of their merits, in terms of really their importance and longevity to society and things like that, most of them don't add up to much, right? They won't have a long legacy. Yeah, there are some very wicked people who unfortunately do have a legacy. But the majority of them don't, right? Their deeds, their accomplishments, most of the people who are indulging in physical pursuits and just are constantly doing very wicked things, they don't have much to stand for throughout the annals of history. So, but tzaddikim, righteous people, even if they're few in number, right, even if they're relatively a small number of them, right, may amount to an enormous amount, the tremendous amount of impact that even one tzaddik or even one very righteous person can make is potentially, unfathomable. You can't count it like the stars. So when Hashem says that you will be numerous like the stars, he doesn't necessarily mean the actual progeny, because we know that the Jewish people have actually been kept in check in terms of the population, that we haven't actually grown much over the years for a variety of different people being killed out and other things like that. But we're numerous in terms of our influence in the world. We're numerous in terms of our good deeds and our merits in the world. And we can still shine like stars. There's a related idea alluded to in the appropriately titled Sefer Maor B'Shemesh, and he writes that Moshe is telling the Jewish people, you don't need me. You can be righteous on your own. Yes, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, and I know Hashem has spoken to me, and I've helped deliver the Ten Commandments. I've led you through the Midbar, but you will have other leaders. You will have other righteous leaders throughout the generation. But ultimately, you are the real stars. Hashem has made you numerous. They didn't make me, right? You, all of us, every single member of Klal Yisrael has the potential to be quote unquote numerous, to have a lasting legacy, to make a very large imprint in the world. In the case of Jewish people in the desert, what does it mean that he made them numerous, right? So this could also be referring to the abundant kindness and supernatural gifts bestowed upon them, as far as the manna, the clouds of glory, and the well of water. So we'll take a step back for a second. There's two types of numerous. So there's saying that we're going to be numerous, which is with our actions, that we can proliferate, hopefully, good things, good midos, good traits, good attributes into the world, and we can be numerous. But we also have to acknowledge that Hashem has done an abundance of kindness for us, that he has made for us numerous things, that he has done so much, countless things, that he has done kindnesses to us that are as limitless as the stars, but that we can't count. Right? He has bestowed upon them abundant gifts that you can't even imagine. Just as every single day with the man, the clouds of glory, and the well, but for later generations, every single blessing that Hashem has given us throughout our lives, right? Which some of which we're not even aware of. Just like the fact that our heart, like we wake up and our heart's still beating, right? There's so many things, and obviously the things where we're driving, that we don't crash. I mean, there's so many things that Hashem's given us, and obviously some people have more overt miracles. But Hashem's given us so many blessings. We have to appreciate the harba, the multitude that Hashem has given us, and then we have to in turn be like stars of the sky. We have to be that multitude, and we have to shine. We have to shine forth to dazzle and illuminate and, quote-unquote, give our progeny out to the world. It doesn't necessarily have to be our children. It could be, you know, our good deeds, our acts of kindness, our whatever it might be, you know. So we have to go above and beyond. We have to go up into the sky, right? We have to reach for the stars, and we have to be all you can be. I know it sounds like an army commercial or something, right? But you can accomplish many good and important things in life. And this is something the Morva Shemesh was, you know, maybe leagues ahead of his time, you know, in terms of, you know, the encouragement movement. But, you know, he was talking about this. Right? So most of stress is Hayom, today. You are here today like the stars of the sky. Don't wait for tomorrow, right? It's nighttime. Stars are shining brightly. You don't know what the next night's going to hold. It might be cloudy. You might not be able to see things. Accomplish now. Each and every one of you is or can be like a star in the sky, and you can accomplish so much if you only believe it. Moshe was not simply telling them count, security of numbers, the potential of each and every one of us is so much more than that, that it lies within us. That we have this potential to radiate with light and energy and reach millions and millions of light years away, metaphorically speaking, right? That we can reach people, now we know we can reach people all the way across the globe with the click of a button. We can, hopefully for good, that we can influence people. They can watch a video, they can hear something, they can read something, even just one act of kindness. That person tells this person, they get on a plane, you know, so it's remarkable. They get up to video, TikTok, whatever. So, you know, we're more connected now than ever before, which makes us have to be more careful. But certainly we have the ability to shine even brighter. We have the ability to reach further distances than we did before. Now, unfortunately, sometimes we have our quote-unquote dog days of life. We have our difficult days. We have our struggles. We have things that weigh us down and dim us, so to speak. And then we can't necessarily see the stars, or we don't have a lot of emanate lighting for us, or we don't realize we have a lot of light emanating from us. Can we have some time? Give some time to reflect. But ultimately, we have the ability to overcome that. And certainly, we have the ability to help illuminate for others when other people's times are dark. Especially when other people have their light dimmed, we have to shine forth even more. It's even more important for our light to shine forth, that we have to have our stars come out and bring our potential out and fill the world with these multitude of good deeds, kindness, positivity, and all of the mitzvot that each one of us is destined to bring into the world. Now, I say destined loosely because ultimately it's really up to us. We're given the potential, we're given the capacity, we're given the talent, we're given the mind, the heart, whatever it is, but we have to still bring it out into the world, right? We have to make the stars shine because we have to bring forth that light. The star may be shining, but it has to reach the earth, right? We have to keep our eyes open. We have to show things to people. Now we are, unfortunately, in a time of darkness. We're in the 9 days. And it's more important than ever to not only, you know, be unified, but to reach out with kindness. I mean, ideally, you want to do it every day. But, you know, certainly go out of your way to be more kind and to shower the world with the light of good deeds, kindness, and mitzvot so we can illuminate the proverbial darkness that surrounds us until we're ultimately blessed with the ultimate light of the Mashiach and the world of Olam Haba. Shabbat Shalom.